The examples in these chapters show what the government contract judges think is right and what they think is wrong. Readers involved in government contract litigation. Part 3, which is an overview of the government contract litigation process, is not meant to be a step-by-step description of what, for example, a government contractor should do to sue the government. As I hope Part 3 shows, litigating a government contract case has a number of procedural quirks that can leave the contractor with no remedy. People generally have to be pretty bright to run a business that handles government contracts, but there are situations when they might be able to win a protest or a claim without hiring a lawyer. In some situations, a business person might be safe with no lawyer representing them. However, getting preliminary advice from a government contract lawyer or having their business lawyer discuss the situation with a government contract lawyer is a good first step. For government procurement personnel, Part 3 can give a high-level view of what the protest or claims process is like. But, as a former government lawyer, I like to think that their agency counsel is their best friend. In any event, Part 3's overview will help a contracting officer understand the process. I hope that Part 3 will also make it easier for contracting officers to contribute to the effort.